Welcome back in the press row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a marvelous, marvelous Monday given the circumstances. And it is a pleasure to welcome in Harris English, a two-time PGA Tour winner, a 2007 Baylor School graduate, 2011 UGA grad. This is the kind of year Harris English has been off to. He's played in 11 events, made 10 cuts, 5 top 10s. He was ninth in the Arnold Palmer, tied for second at the Players when that was halted, and in the top 25 in the FedEx Cup points. So just a fantastic season for Harris. Harris, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Doing well, just hanging out at home here in St. Simons Island, Georgia. Taking a little time off. I mean, I guess we're kind of suspended indefinitely and just trying to see when I'm going to go back out on the road and play some tournaments.
And along those lines, Harris, what kind of mixed emotions are you going through, given that everybody understands why this is happening, but given the hot streak you were on, just I imagine there's some mixed emotions you're going through.
Yeah, for sure. I was playing really well during the Florida swing. Got off to a really good start at the Players at Sawgrass. Felt like my game was in a really good spot to get after it on the weekend and have a chance to win that tournament, but kind of was unfortunate calling it off and didn't get a chance to move up the leaderboard and get a chance. But I understand why they did it, why Commissioner Monahan made the call, and I'm just looking forward, kind of waiting to see when we can go back out and hopefully keep the hot hand going.
Harris, I saw where you made like a 35-footer on the eighth and to get you to 7-under, and Hideki Matsuyama was the only one in front of you on that last Thursday. Can you kind of take us through Thursday night and Friday morning and just kind of how surreal that was?
Yeah, I mean, we've never had something like this happen before. I mean, only other time they're canceling a golf tournament is raining and flooding the course. I teed off the back nine on Thursday, and when we came around to number 18, they had a big video board off the 18th green, and we could see Jay Monahan, who's the commissioner, making a speech that the next round would not have any fans. So we saw that when we were on 18 and kind of talked about that with my playing partners, Brandon Grace and Joel Damon, kind of on the front nine as we made the turn. But I went to sleep Thursday night, probably around 9:30, 9:45, and then my coach down here, Justin Parsons, called me and woke me up about 10:15 and told me they had canceled the tournament. So I was pretty shocked. I thought we were going to at least get 36 holes in, if not complete the whole event, complete the whole four rounds. So it was weird. Went out the next morning, Friday morning, to get my stuff at the course because obviously everybody had left their clubs and had everything in the locker, and just talking to some of the players when I went back Friday morning, it was pretty weird of like, hey man, I don't know when I'm going to see you again, but have a good little break and stay safe, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Harris, I mean, it's fun talking to you and with Keith and Luke and Jaeger, and I mean, just the what Baylor has done with you guys is just amazing, but you guys are also routine and regimented. I mean, I know you say you're just kind of waiting on the word and that kind of thing, but what do you do in the interim?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, normally this time of year, I'm only taking a week or two off if I get a little off time. So I'm always working out, working with my coach, still staying sharp with my game. Because when I don't get a whole lot of time off, I don't like to take a lot of time off putting the clubs away. So it's weird right now. I played golf yesterday, didn't play today. Trying to use it as a little bit of a off season, I guess, for the next week or two. And luckily down here at Sion, we got probably 12 to 15 PGA Tour, Korn Ferry Tour players that we can get some good money games up and try to stay as sharp as possible. But it's strange. I mean, Hilton Head, I guess, is the next tournament that's on the schedule right after the Masters, but we'll see if that fans as is, and that's actually the next tournament we play. So I'm going to try to keep my game as sharp as possible. Just hoping to get the call that we're resuming.
You're listening to former Baylor School and UGA golfer Harris English, who's top 25 in the FedEx Cup standings right now. He was in second place at the Players when that was halted last Thursday. You're listening to Harris here on Press Row on ESPN 105, won the zone.
All right, there are a lot of guys down there that can play, Harris. So you just said something that piqued my interest. What exactly, how much is on the line for a money game to have your attention?
Well, I don't like losing money with any $20. $20, I still don't like losing money. But we got on a big group text this past week. Zach Johnson texted all of us and said, "Hey, let's get some legit tournament going where everybody put in $200 or something, and have these little small purses where we treat it just like a 2-day event and try to get some pressure situations." I mean, that's about all we can do is. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of good players down here, and stay competitive and try to keep the game as sharp as possible.
Any truth to my wild imagination that Mickelson's going to show up and try to make it $20,000 a player?
he's probably going to stay out west. I'm sure those guys in Phoenix and Scottsdale will get some good games, but. Yeah, we'll see. You get Patton Kizzire in the mix down here. He likes to ramp it up a little bit. We'll see what happens over the next couple weeks. I mean, guys are going to be getting pretty bored here after next week, so we'll have to find something to keep us going.
And I know that the first conversation everybody has to have is about everybody's safety, regardless. But do you think there's an opportunity for golf to be one of the first ones that can provide the entertainment, distraction, get us back to a sense of normalcy? Even without the fans, you guys could be at safe distances and still give us an opportunity to have sports. I mean, I don't know. I know that you may not have talked about that, but do you see that being a possibility for your chosen sport?
For sure. I think golf is in a good spot to where we're not all touching the same ball or even have to really come into close contact with your playing partners. So hopefully they're taking that in consideration. We can be one of the first sports to resume and give some people hope and something to watch on TV when they're sitting at home on the weekends. Hopefully we can do that. I know that's something that PGA Tour is talking about, and then trying to make it as safe as possible while still getting a good product out there. I mean, they obviously don't want any of us getting sick or caddies or any of the media or anything like that. So they're taking as much precaution as they can, but hopefully we can get out there and be one of the first sports to compete.
All right. I know your status with the Masters was fluid and going accordingly, and they've announced the suspension. In a perfect world for you, what would be, and not only you being invited to play, but what would be the best solution for the Masters? Because we all know Augusta National doesn't want to bully some other event because it will just completely knock it out of the park. But it's such a full calendar when you're talking about Olympics and Ryder Cup and all the things moving forward and our unknown return. What would be your hope that happens with the Masters this year? Because as a growing up in South Georgia, I know you love that event as much as we talk about it here on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a year without the Masters is pretty hard to believe. And I hope they can figure out something. I don't know if the Olympics are going to get postponed or moved back. But if they do, that could be a spot where the Masters could slide in and use that week to play the tournament. Or I can't remember if it's the week before the Ryder Cup or the week after the Ryder Cup is an open week on the PGA Tour schedule where maybe they can fit in. But you got to go with the golf course condition as well. I mean, I know they overseed Augusta National, so it pretty much shuts down in the summer while the Bermuda comes back. So I don't know what kind of shape it would be in August, September, October for them to even have an event there. I don't know. I hope for the best for that tournament because that's obviously one we're all shooting to play in, and I was lucky enough to play in it twice, and then was hoping to make myself get in the tournament this year. So hopefully it'll give me more opportunity to get in, maybe get a win or get top 50 in the world by that time, and we'll have to see. I mean, it's tough. Hopefully other majors don't have to cancel as well. I know the PGA Championship is in San Francisco this year at Harding Park, with California is on a pretty much a national emergency statewide shutdown. So I know they were talking about moving that event to maybe Valhalla, if possible, up in Louisville. So we really don't know anything. They haven't really given us any insight on where they're leaning.
You're listening to Harris English, who's in the top 25 in the FedEx Cup points. He was second at the Players this past week when it was had to be canceled. Harris, it wasn't that long ago where we were texting back and forth at the end of 2018, and you barely held on to your tour card. You were able to do that without having to go into, I guess, what's now the Korn Ferry playoffs. So when you look at where you were a couple of years ago and now, because like I said at the top, I introduced you as a two-time winner. You turned pro not long after you graduated from Georgia, and you win a couple of tournaments pretty soon. What has kind of led to this rebirth in your game, would you say?
Yeah, for the last few years, I'd been struggling ball striking-wise. I mean, that was something I did really well throughout my high school, college, and even my first couple years on tour, and kind of got into a little bit of a slump. I went through the coaching carousel trying to find the right thing, and it hadn't worked out. It hurt my confidence, didn't really hit the ball very good, tee to green. My green and regulation stat went way down. But I started working with a guy in Sea Island back in April, who moved from Dubai. He's actually an Irish guy that worked at the Butch Harmon School in Dubai for about 10 years. And he moved down here, and we just watched a lot of my old videos of my swing back in college and my first couple years on tour, and started noticing some stuff in my takeaway that I was doing a little bit different. And really just started going back to the fundamentals of my swing, not really anybody else's swing, just what I did really well and what I could improve on to make my swing better. And that's really the biggest difference. I mean, I think I'm top five greens in regulation this year on tour, which is a huge stat. Because obviously when you're putting for birdie a lot more than other guys, you're going to have a lot better chance to go low. And it's worked out. I've been putting well. I've been really doing all of my stats have been really good this year, and had a couple chances to win. And hopefully when we get back playing, can keep it up and then make a run at the Tour Championship.
All right, Harris, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with just a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Come bring it on.
All right, now that you've got this time off, what do you expect to binge watch?
I've actually been playing a lot more video games lately, NBA 2K, Madden. I don't know what my wife wants to watch. We just watched that McMillions on HBO, which was pretty incredible.
You're a Breaking Bad guy?
I've already watched that years ago.
Are you into Better Call Saul?
I have not watched that show.
There you go. There's your tip right there. There you go.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. And 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.